This is Erie Street, a podcast by Matriarch and Queensland Theatre. Join us today for a bonus episode, a conversation with our young writers, whose stories can be heard on the podcast, Erie Street. We're going to discuss what inspired them and what they learned from the writing experience and the horror storytelling genre.
I guess as the story starts, it started with the bridge. I'd been sort of fascinated with that little rocky area underneath the Port Bridge for ages, and I was interested in this idea of what was under the rocks, because I think I was there with my dog once, and he was sniffing at some dead animal that was under the rocks, and I think it started there. And I wanted to do something sort of ghostly. I live in South Townsville, which is one of the oldest suburbs in Townsville and has a lot of history relating to industry and the port, the railway, that kind of stuff. So that's where the port stuff came from. And I initially did some sort of research trying to find if there was any sort of ghosts or legends to do with the port or even the railway at a stretch, but I was looking at the ocean. I wanted a sort of a legend, a sort of... It's too short of a story to be a family saga, but have kind of an element of, a family who's been here for a long time, and since it was, I doubt whaling and using harpoons was ever a thing up in Townsville, but I was kind of thinking along the lines of whaling and the sort of, you know, Moby Dick, the sympathy for the whale, that kind of idea. I guess to me, a place is very important when I write, and a lot of the stuff I write, it starts with going to places, seeing places that I find interesting is where a lot of my stories and ideas sort of grow from. I don't know, it's... I lived in South Townsville for pretty much as long as I can remember, so it's very much a... my home, and it's very important to me, and it's shaped a lot of the ways in which I tell stories. There aren't many stories about the sort of random regional cities that are across Australia, and I like to get to know those places more, and when I find a book in a bookstore that's set in some wacky Australian town, it's always a bit more incentive to read about it.
I want to say, I want to say thanks. The last couple of months, hearing your writing and seeing how you've participated in the project has been, it's been great. You're a great writer, and
thank you.
Keep doing it. And I really love where you ended up getting this story to in the end. Like, it was, it felt like a hard nut to crack in those early drafts.
Especially it's so interesting seeing where I was in the beginning and where I am now. Because when it comes to when it comes to horror as a genre, I take it mostly seriously, in terms of I like adding lore and putting the little nooks and crannies for people to discover. Because for me personally, I like doing that. And when I'm seeing it in something else, that's really clever, the little nuances and stuff. So when going on to this one, it's kind of I didn't see it this way, and it kind of felt like, am I doing, like the story, am I doing the right thing?
Yeah, but I feel like what you ended up coming up with was, you kept talking about the idea that you like writing character from a character point of view, and that maybe there was a bit of a disconnect between what you liked to do as a writer and what you thought horror should do. Yeah. And actually, I feel like what you've ended up doing is a real marriage of the two things, which is you've got this kind of befuddled, frantic character who's in denial, and she's the most interesting thing about the story in a way, but also you've got this kind of macabre, dark, horrifying sort of happening, I suppose. So I think how you married those two things together was a bit of a leap of faith, but I think it's going to have paid off. It's quite different to any of the other stories in the podcast as well, which is...
I'm really interested to see what everyone else has come up with.
Oh yeah, it's really good that everyone's is so different. But I suppose I wanted to maybe just ask you quickly then. So can you tell me about what was the original inspiration for this story? I mean, it might have changed over the process, yeah. But like, why were you drawn to this idea as opposed to the other things you came up with?
Okay. So like I said in the beginning, I write from a very like serious point of view in this. And what I really wanted to mess around is like, yeah, sure. Like dead people coming back to life, ghosts and all that. It's scary, but it's something not a lot of people connect to. And I really wanted to take on this almost like miscommunication in a way. And like, even though like miscommunication, what's scary about that? But it's more of a relationship, if that makes sense. And even like, I'm sure nothing like this has happened in real life, but because of miscommunication, like a lot of things falter and really can like ruin things. And I really want to play with that aspect in the beginning.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think the idea, you know what? Like, I think there are some writers who spend their entire career writing about miscommunication. Like, it's actually, you know, it's actually a really fascinating thing to unpack. And obviously, what do you think what's been enjoyable, I suppose, for you as a writer in knowing that you were writing a story to be recorded rather than as like something to be read?
Like growing up, I used to listen to like podcasts and like people doing narrations of scary stories. And like back then it never really clicked with me personally. Like, oh, I like having this in the background while I like do whatever. But like as I got older and especially like getting into drama as well, I never realized it until like it all clicked together, like, huh, this makes sense here. And because like I grew up listening to this, like I have this real like passion and like inspiration from it, like not only in my writing as me as a performer.
Thank you for listening to Eerie Street. Tune in this Wednesday we live, to catch conversations work, with create, writers and about play, their stories and perform what inspires them land and what terrifies in all things. More stories will be released next week. Acknowledge Aboriginal then, and Torres Strait Islander stay peoples, eerie and pay respects to elders past and present. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land.